can tell that this is a folk festival because the folks are so casual about gathering. Now, I haven't any idea where our friends the Seminoles are, but they evidently having a fine, pretty time, and I guess they'll come along when it suits them. And I don't know where in the world all our music-making friends were. I thought they'd just be ganged up here around the piano, raring to go. I haven't laid my eyes on my friend, my cousin Oscar Mann. I don't know where he is. But I'll bet a nickel that we've got a fine high school chorus from Carver all ready to go. Do we have? Are you all ready? Are you here? Come on down. And while they are coming down, I'm going to call on the president of the Florida Folk Festival Association, my good friend and yours, Cousin Aubrey Fowler, to step forward and say a word. Where in the world are you, cuz? I've told you over and over to stay out of those dark woods.
Hey. Thank you very much, Cousin Thelma. We're all getting some straws ready to be. Kind of out of breath. It would be impossible for me to say all to you that I would like to say this evening. But as president of the association, we welcome you here. I feel like I'm talking to our own family and our own people, or you wouldn't be here. It's been a real pleasure during the past year to plan for this festival. We have looked forward to it with every passing moment. I hope before the program is finished this evening that you can see that we have done something to help preserve those great arts of the past and those great acts of the past that have given to us a great America. We hear a lot said today about the lost arts. We hear a lot said about the forgotten trades. We hear a lot said about the old ways and the good old days. We hope that, even if though it's a bit of nostalgia, that before you have left this evening, the rest of this weekend, that you can agree that our effort is a good one, and we know that with your cooperation and your help and your assistance, that we can think of the past as being great for the future and live on into the future in the way that America can well be proud of us and preserve for ourselves a great nation in which to live. I would like at this time to remind you that just to my left over here, where you see the table, any time during the evening, we would love very much to have you join our ranks and share with us the privileges and responsibilities of bringing this festival each year. If you will, sometime during the evening, go over and join the Festival Association. We would love to have you as a member of the association. That membership that you pay, of course, for the next year, will give you the rights and privileges of the festival when it comes. And we hope you'll be here for those in all the years ahead and the years to come. Now I'd like you to do something for me. It would be impossible to have the festival that we have each year without numbers of people working real hard. I'm not going to take any more time than to recognize one here this evening. Others we will recognize before the program has finished Sunday afternoon. I'd like for you to give a standing and rising, if you will, rousing applause for a very dear friend, a hard worker, a wonderful person. We couldn't do without her, Cousin Thelma Bolden. Let's get her start off right tonight. Will you do that? Will you stand up? Thank you so very much. I hope next Christmas you'll be under my tree.
Oh, I can't think of anything nicer. Well, look here. You don't know what all's happened to me today. And if you don't stop it, I won't be a bit of good.
It hasn't hurt her a bit, has it? One more applause. Come on, let's make her feel this.
Well, you know, my job never seems like work because I enjoy what I do here so very much. And I just want to say that I consider it a great honor and a great privilege to be connected with Stephen Foster Memorial. And all that it stands for is very near and very dear to me. Well, now, enough of that. I want to tell you something. You hear that frying over there? We are frying mosquitoes. And somebody might commercialize on that. If you just get a hat or a basket and put it down under there, you could serve fried mosquitoes a little later on. Make a little profit. Now, we'll have it's a wonderful way to open the evening with the singing of Carver High School Chorus from right here in White Springs. Thank you so much, boys and girls of Carver High School, for the beautiful music. Their original contribution to American folklore is the spiritual. And I hope that you are very, very proud of that. Now, some of you had the pleasure of seeing Billy, Josie Billy and Billy Bowlegs III today, but Frank and the boys, oh, and we saw Lottie and the girls, Lottie Shore and the girls, but we didn't get to see Cousin Frank Shore and the boys because they were tired. They rode on the train all night last night, and incidentally, somebody had to meet them at 5 o'clock this morning over in Stark and bring them over, so they were tired. But they're here now, and I take great pleasure in introducing some of the first citizens of Florida. First, Frank Shore and his three sons. Jesse Bell, won't you come forward with them and introduce them?
It gives me great pleasure to present to you tonight the chief medicine man of the Creek Seminoles, who reside on the north shore of Lake Okeechobee, and the husband of the woman that was out here today and her three daughters, Frank Shore. He's highly esteemed among his people. And his oldest son, Eddie, who is the senior of the Okeechobee High School, his son, Brown, and his next son, Jim.
Now, you all are missing a wonderful opportunity if you don't get to take the opportunity to talk to Frank and the boys, to Lottie and the girls, and to Billy. I think that Billy Bowlegs III, and who is from Brighton Reservation, and Josie Billy, who is from the Big Cypress Reservation. I think you should bring them forward now, Jezebel, and introduce them. And I'd like for Billy to do his alligator call for us after you introduce him.
Josie Billy is a past medicine man among his people, but a few years back he was converted to Christianity. He is a medicine man. He's a doctor as well as a medicine man. The medicine man among the tribe administer or take care of the spiritual needs of the tribe, carry out the customs and the rituals
But Joseph Billy ministers to the ill. He is a doctor. It takes the Seminoles seven or eight years to become a doctor or a medicine man. And since he has been converted to Christianity, he has become a Baptist minister. And it gives me great pleasure to present to you Joseph Billy. Now, I'm going to ask Billy if he will grunt up an alligator for you. In his time, I expect he's grunted up thousands. isn't that right, Billy?
Mm-hmm.
You sold a lot of alligator hides, haven't you?
Yeah.
In your day? Yeah. You sold a lot of alligator hides, haven't you, in your day? And otter hides, coon hides.
Yeah.
And killed a lot of deer and plume birds back years ago. In fact, Mr. Foster Barnes was fortunate enough to find this book, a copy of which he has, but he found one for my husband. And these pictures of the Seminoles in it, it was published in 1895, and Billy Bowlegs recognizes the pictures as well as Josie Billy. They even recognize the horses and who owned them. Well, thank you.
Jezebel, I think that these people here would be interested in the fact that Josie Billy found Foster Barnes, didn't you, Josie?
Yeah, I found him for one time, way out in the woods.
How's that?
Way out in the woods.
Mr. Barnes got lost about 25 or 30 years ago in the Everglades, and Josie Billy found him. He'd been lost for 3 days. He probably doesn't want me to tell this, but I'm going to tell it.
That time to drive.
Huh?
Dry, you know, he needs water bad. It is thirsty, awful.
Huh?
Thirsty, awful. Hungry, too.
He said he was awful thirsty and hungry, too. Okay.
Now? We have another Indian friend here, Fred Beaver. Where are you, Fred? He's here from Ardmore, Oklahoma. It's a pleasure to introduce him again.
Thank you, Bolton. I have a frog in my face right here tonight, so if you bear with me, we'll do a little singing. Do a little sign language. May tell a couple of lures. Anyway, I would like to say that my ancestors came from in this area north of here in southern Georgia. Then later on, they moved to Macon, Georgia at the time of the Indian removal to what is now Oklahoma. And some of our people, there was a division among the Muscogee or Creek Nation. And there was a great division, and a group of them decided to break away from the main Muscogee Creek tribe and move it into this area here, northern Florida, of course, what is now northern Florida. So when the Indian removal came along, and about 1826 through 1830, the soldiers came after some of these by then known as runaway people or the Seminole. And the Creeks called them the right word for the Seminole Nugget. That in general, literally means those who took to themselves or ran away. So at the time of the removal, first removal, when the tribes were moved to what is now Oklahoma, the soldiers came after the group who was here. But they put up a battle and decided to go on further. and down to what is now the Brighton Reservation. And still, when they wanted to remove all of the Indians, they went after them again with troops. That's when the Seminole War came along. But the main body of them went further into what is now the Everglades. So that's where some of our descendants still live today. And it's a thrill to me to come back, to be with these people, talk with them. We talk the same dialect, and it's always been a pleasure, especially Billy Bowlegs. He had a lot of friends in Oklahoma, and so are the others. And we have heard of Joseph Billy. We heard of him through his preaching among the Baptist people, both here and in Oklahoma. And I want to thank the Stephen Foster Memorial for making it possible for me to come here, and through the generosity of Miss Bolton, Mr. Barnes, and the association. First, I would like to sing a song of a welcome, and it goes something like this. It's very short, but it goes something like this.
Way-hey-ha-yo-de, 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 way-hey-ha-yo-de.
Yeah. The little chant I have been using since I've been here, I have called that a greeting, but it's more of a love song, love chant, you might say. It's same as saying it to your loved one, to enter in my arms, let us walk away in love and in peace. That's what it means. So in the old days, when the Indian courts a lady, it was a very serious affair. And just like Andrew Griffin says, it was no play. So here's the way the little song goes.
Way-hey-ya-ho-oh-ho, 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 way-hey-ya-ho-oh-ho. Sik-shin-ti-mu-ya-bi-ben-no-tsu-ya-ki-do, way-hey-ya-ho-oh-ho, way-hey-ya-ho-oh-ho, way-hey-ya-ho-oh-ho.
Since I can't see you too well out there, I think we better let our sound language go until tomorrow morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Now, here is a remarkable man, one of the last of the great minstrel men, Oscar Mann from Sarasota. And he's coming out to sing. Well, you see it on your program there, when the big profundo sang low C. So he must be a bass.
Thank you. opened with the old plantation medley.